podcast titled Sustainable Future.
Welcome to Sustainable Future, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest trends and insights in climate technology. I'm your host, Tyler, and today we have a special guest, Florence, who is an expert in climate technology and sustainability. Florence, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tyler. I'm excited to be here and discuss the Climate Technology Progress Report 2024. There's so much happening in this space, and it's crucial for startups, investors, and anyone interested in making a difference.
Absolutely. Let's start with the big picture. The report highlights ambitious global goals following COP28, where countries committed to tripling renewable energy capacity and doubling energy efficiency improvements by 2030. What does this mean for startups and investors?
Florence, this is a pivotal moment, Tyler. For startups, it means there's a massive market opportunity. With countries setting these ambitious targets, there's a demand for innovative solutions in renewable energy technologies. Investors should be looking at companies that are positioned to meet these needs, especially in solar and wind energy, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive.
Speaking of cost competitiveness, the report mentions that renewable technologies are now on par with fossil fuels. How can startups leverage this shift?
Florence, startups can focus on developing technologies that enhance efficiency and reduce costs further. For instance, innovations in energy storage are critical. As we transition to more renewable sources, effective energy storage solutions will be essential for grid reliability. Startups that can offer scalable and affordable storage solutions will be in high demand.
That's a great point. The report also emphasizes the importance of a systems approach to technology transfer. Can you elaborate on that?
Floor.
A systems approach means looking at the entire ecosystem of renewable energy, including technology, policy, and finance. It's not just about having the technology, it's about ensuring that the right conditions are in place for it to thrive. Startups should consider how their solutions fit into this broader context and how they can collaborate with other stakeholders, including governments and financial institutions.
Collaboration seems key. The report also highlights the need for holistic policy frameworks. What should startups and investors keep in mind regarding policy?
Policies can make or break a startup's success. Investors should look for companies that are not only compliant with current regulations, but also proactive in engaging with policymakers. Startups should advocate for policies that support renewable energy deployment, such as tax incentives or grants, which can significantly enhance their growth potential.
Let's talk about the financial side. The report indicates that investment in renewable technologies grew by 4% from 2023 to 2024, which is a slowdown compared to previous years. What does this mean for investors?
Florence, it's a wake-up call. While there's still growth, the deceleration suggests that investors need to be more strategic. They should focus on innovative financing mechanisms that can mobilize more capital, especially in developing countries where investment is still disproportionately low. This could include blended finance models that combine public and private funding.
That's insightful. The report also discusses the role of digital innovations like AI in improving renewable energy solutions. How can startups integrate these technologies?
Florence, startups should explore how AI can optimize energy management, enhance forecasting, and improve grid integration. For example, using AI to analyze energy consumption patterns can help in demand-side management, making renewable energy sources more reliable. This integration can also attract investors who are keen on tech-driven solutions.
Now let's shift gears a bit. The report emphasizes the need for global collaboration, especially in supporting developing countries. How can startups contribute to this effort?
Startups can play a crucial role by developing affordable technologies tailored to the needs of developing regions. They can also engage in partnerships with NGOs and governments to facilitate technology transfer and capacity building. This not only helps in achieving climate goals, but also opens up new markets for their products.
As we wrap up, what are some closing thoughts or tips for startups and investors looking to get started in the climate technology space?
Florence, first, stay informed about the latest trends and policies in climate technology. Networking is essential. Connect with other innovators, investors, and policymakers. Second, focus on scalability and adaptability in your solutions. Lastly, consider the social impact of your technology. Aligning with the Sustainable Development Goals can enhance your appeal to investors and customers alike.
Great advice, Florence. Are there any resources you'd recommend for further learning?
Florence, absolutely. I recommend checking out the Climate Technology Progress Report itself, as it provides a wealth of information. Additionally, platforms like the International Renewable Energy Agency, RENA, and the World Resources Institute offer valuable insights and data. Lastly, joining industry networks like the Clean Tech Open can provide mentorship and funding opportunities.
Thank you, Florence, for sharing your insights today. It's clear that the future of climate technology is bright, and there are plenty of opportunities for those willing to innovate and collaborate.
Thank you for having me, Tyler. I'm excited to see how startups and investors will shape a sustainable future.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Sustainable Future. Stay curious, stay engaged, and let's work together towards a greener planet. Until next time.